The Invest in Her podcast is brought to you in part by Wells Fargo Bank. Hi, I'm Katherine Gray, founder of She Angel Investors and co-founder of the She Angels Foundation. I'm also the podcast host of Invest in Her and an award-winning producer, author, and TEDx speaker. Our show, Invest in Her, features phenomenal female founders and funders. As you know, women receive less than 2% of venture capital funding. Our series is about accelerating the funding of women by connecting them to funding resources. Let's meet today's guest. Welcome to this week's episode of Invest in Her. I'm your host, Katherine Gray, founder of She Angel Investors and co-founder of the She Angels Foundation. And as you know, recently I produced Show Her the Money, which is a film that we're taking on a 50-city tour around the country. So we hope that you will catch that. That's about venture capital and how women are so underfunded in that realm and how we can change that. So with that, I'm going to say I have a super special guest today because he is very big in the crowdfunding arena, which we also need to learn about, pay attention to, and educate ourselves about what a great entry-level type of investment arena that is for getting started. So excited to have on. He's a best-selling author. He is also the CEO of Supercrowd Incorporated and a champion for social good. Please welcome to the show, Devin Thorpe. Hi, Devin. How are you?
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having me. You're so kind. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. And I just wanted to mention, I had the honor of being on your show last week. You have interviewed, 1,500 change makers, including Bill Gates. So I was super excited to be on your show, which I want everybody to look for, called Superpowers for Good. What a great title.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we have had so much fun. For the last, it's been about 6 years that I started asking this question, what is your superpower? And I was thrilled to be able to put that question to Bill Gates and lots of other people. And it really is a fascinating moment in these conversations when people sort of get a little bit vulnerable. Most change makers are a little bit reluctant to brag. And so they often get pretty kind of genuine and thoughtful, and it's just so fun to talk to people in that moment of vulnerability about what makes them tick, and then to be able to learn, right? To learn from all these great change makers. So it's been a joy.
I love that. Yeah. You know, we're headed with our film to Sundance, and we're going to be at the Impact Lounge, and it's supposed to be a gathering of change makers. So I love that word. I love that change for social good. I love your mindset with everything that you're doing. So I do want people to look for your show. And then today, I really want to focus on, our show is called Invest in Her. And so I feel so honored to have Devin on today because this is a great way for women to raise money and a great way for women to get started in investing, which is crowdfunding. And this is Devin's, niche of expertise. And he has a fascinating background having started, he's a founder of his own investment bank. So, having gone to Cornell and, studied the financial industry and been in it, you are an expert in this arena. So I feel like, with those credentials, you are the guy to talk to about crowdfunding, especially since you started Supercrowd Incorporated. Tell us about that and why you created it. I love the premise of it that you're teaching people about crowdfunding.
Yeah. So, the goal here is to help social entrepreneurs, community builders, and diverse founders. And when we're talking about diverse founders, we have to include women, right? Women are getting less than, last year, I think the final tally was 1.9% of the venture capital went to women-led founded businesses. It's a disaster. The venture capital market is not working for women entrepreneurs. We've got to fix that. And we have to be a little bit deliberate. In the crowdfunding arena, we're seeing something like 20% of capital going to women. I don't think that's enough. But it is 10x the ratio, right? So the allocation of capital in crowdfunding is much, much better. But I still think we need to be deliberate about it, right? We have to be looking for opportunities to back women and other diverse founders. And when we start to look, what we discover, right? Once we start to look is that they're there, right? Great investment opportunities are there. Fresh ones every week. It's a great thing. And one of the things I love, you kind of hinted at this, right? Is that the crowdfunding arena is a great entry point for people to learn how to invest. I'm convinced that that you can build a portfolio that will match public market returns in the crowdfunding arena. And one of the keys to doing that, I think, is with debt. There are a lot of debt deals being offered in the crowdfunding arena that pay 9, 10, 11%. Well, guess what? That matches public market returns. If you're investing in the stock market, that's what you get.
And, you know, so I always like to ask my guests things that I feel like the audience wants to know, maybe because I want to know. I'd like you to explain what that means. And by the way, that is how I got started investing outside of just the public market was crowdfunding. I dipped my toe in to try to understand it. I still would love to know more. And I would like people to understand that it's only been about 10 years since Obama signed into law the Jobs Act, which allows anyone to invest in another company. That wasn't even allowable till 10 years ago in this format. So it's a baby. And I love that you are teaching people about this through your programs. Explain to me exactly what you were saying about the debt. Like I would like to understand it in lay terms.
Sure. So the great thing about this is that it really is pretty understandable. A lot of businesses now are using crowdfunding to raise money using a debt instrument, a loan, right? Like a car loan, right? But instead of us being the car loan borrowers to buy a car, we become the lenders. And I have to confess, I have a favorite website for this. It's called, the company's called SMBX. Their website is thesmbx.com. And what I love about this is you can start with $10. I mean, isn't that an amazing thing? So anybody can afford $10. You can take the risk and kind of just plunk down, and you can sort of, I hate to use this analogy, but in a way it's really appropriate, right? Until we've made an investment, we're kind of investment virgins, right? And it is so much easier to make the second investment. I like to think it's like 10 times easier to make the second. So I love going to the SMBX, where you can set up an account in 2 or 3 minutes, choose from one of their dozen offerings. They usually have about a dozen offerings live on the site. It's growing. So, next year it'll be dozens probably, but you can go in there, pick one. A lot of the founders that are raising money there are women. I've invested in a number of women on the platform, and you go in. If it's the first time, maybe $100 feels like it's easy and frivolous amount to you. Maybe $1,000 feels easy, but whatever feels easy, you can go do it and make that your first investment. But even if that's just $10, shazam, and no fees, right? Investors pay no fees on this platform, which I love, so that if you start getting a return next month when they start paying you back in 30 to 60 days, you're getting that on your capital without any fees in or out. I mean, it's just so cool. It's just so cool.
So when you're saying some of these are debt, because I haven't participated in ones that I've usually you're getting, equity normally.
Yeah. There are lots of different kinds of equity.
So I think crowdfunding, typically people think of, crowdfunding for a fundraiser, which we did partly for our film, where it's tax deductible. And I think they think of it that way a lot of times. I know you've raised millions of dollars for nonprofits using crowdfunding.
Right, yeah.
But what we're talking about today is really for profit, investing in companies through crowdfunding as a way to start. Now, if you were in the venture capital world, these people would be like, no, you don't want to do crowdfunding. Each one has their own belief and what's the way to go. But it is a good starter to dip your toe in out of the traditional investment. And what is the turnaround time? Like, I know I've invested in a couple things through like WeFunder and I think another. It can be a challenge to track. So what do you teach people in your courses, at your workshops that are learning this? Because I would like to learn from you and I want my listeners to learn from you. How do you track the success? How do you know when it's been, when you're getting paid back? I would like to understand that better.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you know from making equity investments in and out of crowdfunding that oftentimes the time horizons when you're making investments at the earliest stage can be very long. Venture funds that usually are investing a little later in the game than angels and individuals investing like we do, they often have a seven-year kind of plan, but those funds sometimes take 10 years to liquidate.
And
right?
by the way, they do now venture capital funds. There are ones that are early stage, like pre-seed.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Sure.
So it runs the gamut. But yes, they will normally tell you it's like a 10-year turnaround. A lot of people say, oh my God, that's too long. But if you think about it, just about any investment, real estate, land, the public market, you always want to go into a stock and hold it for 10 years, right? It's the long-term hold. This is no different, right?
Well, that's right. That's right. But one of the fun things about investing in these small businesses that are raising debt on these crowdfunding sites like the SMBX and Honeycomb Credit is another. One of the great things is you invest in January and in March, you're going to get a first payment.
So that's
and so it's not 10 years, it's 60 right. days.
Okay,
and then,
so that's because it's debt, right?
Right, yeah.
So and you're so it's loaning it to them like a loan and they're paying you back instead of you owning equity. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And so you may say, well, that's not as exciting. It's not as much fun. Well, yeah, that may be true, but it sure is nice to get checks every
time.
Yeah, making money is fun. Yeah. And the SMBX reports, these are still early days, as you point out, but they report that 99% of their deals pay off all their money. And so if you're investing at 10-11%, on average, you could return after an occasional loss, you could return close to the 10% you get when you invest in the public stock market. But the difference is you're getting cash flow every month. I get really excited about this niche of crowdfunding. Now, of course, you can take a venture capital approach in the crowdfunding arena too, just like you're talking about, right? You can build a portfolio of equity investments using safes or convertible notes, or you can buy preferred stock, common stock, whatever. People offer a variety of different things. You can choose what you like, find the women that you want to support, and earn a return in a variety of ways. But I'm particularly excited about the debt market in the crowdfunding space because it is such an easy entry point for us to begin that process of learning how to invest and earning stock market-like returns in a way that's so easy for us to understand. It really is a lot easier to understand whether or not a restaurant has the cash flow to pay off a $50,000 loan than it is to understand whether a brilliant idea,
a widget,
right, can become a multi-million-dollar business. And so oftentimes we see, when you've done angel investments and people tell you the story, they come to you with a pre-money valuation of $10, $15 million. And so what they're saying is today we think the business is worth $10 or $15 million. And so that means that for you to get a good return, that it's got to be worth $30 million, $40 million, $50 million or more in 10 years. Holy cow. How do you even know? How do you know? It's really hard. So I'm not saying you can't, and you can have so much fun investing and backing in those, tracking them over the long haul. It really can be fun. I've got a big portfolio of small investments that I've made in businesses like that. But to start, it's so easy to just go make a little, $10, $100, $1,000 loan to somebody and watch those payments start rolling back in. So I just track them in a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I love that you're telling us about the debt option. I wasn't aware that crowdfunding could be that way. And that's something you must teach at your workshops.
Yeah, we do. So, yeah, I love to talk about that. It's just so vitally important for people to understand that the crowdfunding market is much more comprehensive in a way than the venture capital market. The venture capital market and the angels that surround it are looking for companies to grow huge. And there's an opportunity to support women. I want to emphasize that. Who are doing a variety of things. Like I was looking at an African American woman's deal last night that she took just a 2-year note on the SMBX, raised $33,000 for her barber shop.
Yeah, and I would, what I'm hearing is that this is more for small businesses, which is great because most of the time, if you're angel investing or you're investing, of course, in venture capital, it's usually to take a business that's like $1 million or $5 million or $10 million company and help it to scale. Where this, there's so many more small businesses. So I can see where this is such a great fit for those, like a barber shop, hair salon, whatever.
Daycare center. Yeah, I
Restaurant.
mean, it's just, yeah, there's it's so cool. And of course, these are women who are going to pay a return. These are women who are doing things that are important to their communities, providing daycare in a community, providing hair care, whatever it is. These are women who are just as valuable to society as entrepreneurs that are doing something scalable.
And
And
what is the success rate or the failure rate? Like, have you ever, done a one that's, crowdfunding for a debt that doesn't get repaid? Has that happened?
I haven't yet.
Okay,
And
great.
so I've been lucky. I am sure that will happen someday.
No different than going into the stock market and that company goes out of business. It happens.
I mean, and people kind of want to ignore that, but I want you to think about General Motors, right? General Motors back in the 90s issued lots of 30-year bonds that paid interest for many years, and then, of course, General Motors filed for bankruptcy. Most of those bonds ended up liquidated at pennies on the dollar. The stock became worthless. So it's not hard to remember when we think about it that big legitimate companies can go out of business. And so the stock market and the bond market, where, and let's be clear, when General Motors was issuing debt in the 90s, it wasn't at 10%. It was at, 6% or something, or 5%, and it still didn't pay back the money. So when you're borrowing in the crowd or lending in the crowdfunding market at 10, 11, 12%, yeah, you're taking some risk for sure. But it's so easy to build a little portfolio of a variety of different businesses in different communities, in different industries. So you can, invest it. Like I invested in a tampon business. Of all things,
Tampon
it's
Tribe.
actually, yeah, I invested in Tampon Tribe
Oh my
through
gosh, I know
the
Jennifer, the
SMBX.
founder of that. That's awesome.
Yes, and we're hoping to have her speak at SuperCrowd 24 in April. We'd love to have you come speak, Catherine. We'd love to have you talk about the importance of supporting women at the conference. So we'll have to talk about that offline, see if we can
Well, let's
convince
tell
you to make
everybody
that
where
trip.
your conference will be.
So the SuperCrowd 24 is an online, it's a 2-day virtual event, April 17th and 18th. We'll have about 100 speakers on the program. We'll have a live pitch where we'll have entrepreneurs pitching, and all of the entrepreneurs will be in a situation where they are actually raising live. So at the moment they pitch, the audience can go invest in them live right at that moment on one of the crowdfunding sites. This year, I think we're going to try making some sort of an award. So we'll pick a winner for the first time, but we've done this in the past without picking winners. It's just been a live pitch, but we'll
I
pick a
love
winner this
this.
year. So,
It sounds so exciting, kind of like a live auction,
it
that
very
sounds
much
super
so.
fun. And you know what else I love about any of these genres, whether it's crowdfunding, venture capital, angel investing, all of them are such a great world to swim in, especially for those that want to do social good like yourself, because you're helping other women if you decide to, whoever you're investing in, but for us, it would be women. You're helping them to build their business while you're probably making a profit. And so, but the most fun part about it, I think, is getting to hear all the innovative ideas that people have, such brilliance out there. And if you're not an innovator yourself, at least you can invest in people who are. But being in the know and getting to hear what's on the horizon, I think, is one of the most exciting things about being in the investment world outside of the public market, which is, you know, everybody knows Uber and they know whatever, US Bank or whatever it is. But it's more exciting to know what are the new innovations, what's coming. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. And it's so fun. And you talk about the social impact opportunities in the crowdfunding space. It is great. You know, it's been interesting to sort of watch Uber. And I remember when Uber was launched, I was thinking this was such a great company from a social impact standpoint, that they would get some cars off the road and they would provide income opportunities for people and things. But what's happened is an app that at one point was charging, I think, as little as 15% of the difference between what someone paid to take a ride and what the driver got. They're now taking 60%. Right. So a driver's getting 30 or 40% of a ride. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Just, you know, the hard work of investing in a car, driving. Right. So there is a variety of people around the country are building alternatives. And one in New York is quite successful. Millions of dollars of revenue raising on WeFunder right now. And it's called Drivers Co-op. And so you can check that out. But they're borrowing money on WeFunder, so you can go lend them some money, and they propose to pay it back. But this is a company that has millions of dollars of revenue, and so the likelihood that they will pay it back is pretty good. They're probably going to pay that back, and yet they're paying their drivers, they guarantee their drivers $30 an hour. It's like a real income, right? It's, you know, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme for the drivers, but this is real income where they can support the car payment, they can support their families, they can actually enjoy having a bona fide lifestyle.
I love that. That's good to know. So, and you know, I read your bio. You've been to 40 countries, and I always wonder, and I think this is true, that people who really travel the globe tend to become more humanitarian. And I find that that's why I love that you always talk about, you know, Superpowers for Good, which is the name of your show. Superpowers for good, and for, you know, being a change maker yourself for social good. Would you attribute it to having traveled the world?
Well, there's no question that that influences me deeply. I spent at the end of my first career in finance, I went to China for a year, spent a year teaching at Southern China. South China University of Technology, and in Guangzhou, China. Spent a year there, and it was an opportunity for me to obviously live in a different place and experience different things. And it was in that context that I really permanently launched into this second career, where I have emphasized, you know, using money for good. That's been my mantra for the last dozen years. And it has been so fun. But so, yes, I would say that international perspective is vital.
And this is where you and I agree, that you can use money to make money, but for the social good. So you can do both. Yeah. And that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah, that it is so important to understand that. And I have not emphasized that enough until recently. And I've begun to really focus on something that I think is really vitally important. And it's this concept, I mentioned it before, but I want to reiterate. It's, you can meet market returns investing in crowdfunding for impact, right? You can support female women founders. You can support social entrepreneurs, community builders. You can make your community better. There are so many opportunities, and you can invest across industries, whether you want to invest in affordable housing, you know, vegan restaurant, whatever you want. there are so many opportunities. And so you can build a diverse portfolio, a portfolio that's going to match stock market returns, provide you cash flow. I mean, you can achieve whatever you want in this marketplace because it's so diverse. It includes virtually everything from the venture capital opportunities to the, you know, the barbershop opportunities, right? It's everything.
And
it is the whole thing.
And how do you track that? And I want people to look up, you know, SuperCrowd Incorporated so they can attend and learn from you. Sure. When you invest in those, how do you track it? Do you just keep a spreadsheet? And then how do you know what's happening with those companies? Does like WeFunder or whoever you're investing with, do they send updates? Like, I'm not as familiar with that. I'd like to learn more about that.
So it really varies. The regulations require the companies to provide some annual reports for a time after they raise money from the crowd. Not every company complies. It's a problem. I made an investment in a company I was really excited about a few years ago, and I just got a note this month from StartEngine. They said, and StartEngine is one of the portals like WeFunder where you can invest. And I had invested in this particular company on StartEngine. And they said, we've been trying to get in touch with the company and we can't get in touch with them. If you know anything, if you're in touch with them, please let us know. But we're worried that maybe they have gone out of business.
They're not all going to be winners, just like in any type of investment, for sure. But as long as 80% of them are, right?
Yeah, you know, in the venture capital market, and it depends on stage, right? But early stage venture capitalists often expect to get zero from most of their portfolio companies. They expect to not even get their investment back, let alone a return on that. But they hope that there's one in the portfolio that goes 100-1 and overwhelms the whole portfolio with success.
Right.
And so you can build that way in crowdfunding too, if that appeals to you. But you don't have to be limited to that strategy. You can use a debt strategy. You can kind of use a hybrid strategy. A very common instrument that's really growing in popularity now is a revenue-based financing model where it's a debt instrument, but rather than pay a fixed payment and a fixed rate of interest, they promise to pay a percentage of the revenue to the investors over time, eventually paying back typically a multiple of the invested capital. It's common for that to be 1.5, but sometimes it's up to 3 times the invested capital. And so you don't have to wait for the company to sell and grow up and become huge. You get your money back along the way, but you can still get it with a good return. So many different ways, so many different flavors. Very exciting.
So let's say, I don't know, maybe you've invested in 10, 20, 30 companies, maybe more. Yeah. I don't know. How do you follow each of those when you're crowdfunding? I think it's one of the biggest questions people have.
Yeah.
Okay. I went on WeFunder. I invested in 3 companies and I went to Republic and I invested in 2 companies. How do I track that? What's the secret?
Yeah. So I keep a spreadsheet and just watch for it. And I recognize that, my equity type investments, my venture capital style investments, I treat that money as sort of gone. And so I'm not sweating it. My debt deals, I'm grateful to be able to track those very easily, right? Get a check every month. It's fun to see that, you know, usually it's a deposit in my bank account or in the virtual wallet on the platform, one or the other. And so it's easy to track those. But there are some tools out there. There's a company called Kingscrowd, kingscrowd.com, that
I've
tracks
that.
All the deals. Mm-hmm. And I love Kingscrowd. I visit Kingscrowd virtually every day for one reason or another. And so I encourage people to visit kingscrowd.com. But one of the things that they do for free, you can set up a portfolio tracker. You have to enter your deals. You have to enter the deals that you buy. But when you do, they'll keep track of how that company is doing forever. And so when it goes out of business, they'll tell you.
Thank you for that. That's a gold nugget.
Yeah, they'll tell you. And so it's a great way to keep track of your portfolio and let somebody else do most of the work. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I love it. I'd love to learn something new. And that was really a cool one. Well, Devin, how did they find out about your workshops and about you? What's your website? What's your social? Let's share it with everybody.
Yeah. So the main news for me is to probably visit the superpowersforgood.com. And the four is a number four, superpowersnumber4good.com. That's where you can see my show. My episode with you, Catherine, is there. And so you'll see that and all kinds of other things. And we'll have a lot of information about the events will be posted there. But you can also visit then our event page, which is thesupercrowd.com, thesupercrowd.com.
Great. So, are you on LinkedIn as well?
Yep, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on X or Twitter and Threads and Instagram and Facebook. And you can find us just about everywhere you want to go. I'm not on TikTok yet. I'm not a dancer.
I mean, well, I am a dancer, but I'm not on TikTok. Well, Devin, thank you. It's such a pleasure to meet you and learn more about crowdfunding. I'm so happy to have you as an expert to get to share that with us. Of course, everybody, you can also find me, Catherine Gray, on LinkedIn. We thank you for tuning in to Invest in Her. Be sure to check out our movie, showherthemoneymovie.com. We'll be coming to a city near you, all over the world, all over the country as well. And check us out on social as well. Of course, Invest in Her is on Instagram, but so is Show Her the Money, as well as She Angel Investors. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you, Devin, for being a great guest. Make it a great day, everybody.